This is a CBS News special report, The Last Shuttle Landing. Good morning, I'm Peter King, live at the Kennedy Space Center. It all started with STS-1, the very first shuttle flight just over 30 years ago. Now Atlantis is less than 2 minutes away from landing and closing out the 135th and final space shuttle mission. We're live with CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood. Bill, you couldn't have asked for a better flight to end the program with, could you?
You know, it's been virtually trouble-free, Peter. They delivered more than five tons of equipment and supplies to the International Space Station. And this reentry is purely textbook. Great weather, no technical problems, and Chris Ferguson's got it right on the runway centerline.
Former shuttle commander Rick Searfoss is also with us. Ferguson and pilot Doug Hurley, what are they doing right now in these final seconds?
Well, they're happy campers. They're seeing the runway. They're focused. They're right on energy. It's looking perfect so far. 300 knots, about 18 to 20 degrees coming down the glide slope.
Two landings as a pilot, one as a commander. For you, as a night landing, tougher than a daytime landing?
Yes and no. Typically at night you have much less wind, and wind is the big issue to deal with.
And there is no wind today. It is
it's beautiful. Couldn't
Bill,
be better.
Bill, we heard Rob Navius from Mission Control earlier say that this was the most benign landing forecast he's ever seen.
Yeah, he called it severe clear. Got a waning moon, lots of stars up in the sky. And Peter, as we look at the television view from the pilot's cockpit display, we can see the runway coming into view. It's lighted up by these powerful xenon spotlights. You can't miss it. And he is right on the line. He is really putting this thing down smoothly. Chris Ferguson, I should say.
Flare maneuver executed.
The voices you're hearing, Rob Navius at Mission Control. The Capcom is Barry Wilbourn. The commander, of course, Chris Ferguson, who is about to touch down. Let's listen.
Landing gear down and locked. Main gear touchdown. Hurley now deploying the drag chute. Ferguson rotating the nose gear down to the deck. Nose gear touchdown. Having fired the imagination of a generation, a ship like no other, its place in history secured, the space shuttle pulls into port for the last time, its voyage at an end.
Boy, I'll tell you something. We've known this day was coming for more than 8 years, but it's still pretty amazing that it's actually here. Atlantis is now rolling to wheel stop, and let's listen in. Mission Control, Capcom Barry Wilbourn, and then Commander Chris Ferguson aboard Atlantis for the last time.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the space shuttle's earned its place in history and it's come to a final stop.
We copy your will stop, and we'll take this opportunity to congratulate you, Atlantis, as well as the thousands of passionate individuals across this great spacefaring nation who truly empowered this incredible spacecraft, which for three decades has inspired millions around the globe. Job well done, America.
WCCO and WCCO HD, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedefani. A significant era in manned spaceflight ended moments ago.
Landing gear down and locked.
Atlantis glided to a safe and smooth landing at the Kennedy Space Center, completing the 135th and final mission of the shuttle program that began in 1981. CBS News correspondent Peter King.
For NASA, this is a great way to end the space shuttle program, an almost perfect mission. The mission itself was not what you would call a space spectacular. It was rather pedestrian by space standards, delivering some 10,000 pounds of supplies to the International Space Station. But what this does is it prepares the station for life in the post-shuttle era, when supplies will not be as readily available and not in bulk volume the way the shuttle can bring them up.